Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the podcast with your man Lou P along with my girl Joss.
Hi.
And you are listening to the Everyday Nerd Podcast. Now, I need to also mention our third.
Yes.
DJ GOC.
He is here in spirit.
Always here in spirit. Get better.
he is just busy.
He's busy, 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 and, you know, got nothing but love for him.
Yes.
Okay, at this point, we're going to talk about the mid-credit scene, which will lead to us talking about Avengers Endgame. So, obviously, we're talking, folks, if spoiler alerts all around, if you haven't seen Captain Marvel, and again, Joss, I have to say this. The movie ends, people are getting up and leaving. I don't know why. I really don't know why.
I don't know.
Get it. Come on.
They probably
it's
drank a lot.
It's been over 10 years.
They drank a lot.
10 years. Okay, so the one thing I will tell Jocelyn, and I'm sure a lot of you folks feel the same way, whenever I see the mid-credit scene as opposed to the end scene, the end scene is kind of turned into like the goof joke kind of scene.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, if you want to stick around for that one, yeah, okay, you get the little laugh at the end. But the mid-credit scene for this movie, in particular for Captain Marvel, shows the Avengers. It's obviously a preview. It's kind of a preview of what it's bits from the movie already. So what we're seeing already, we're seeing the Avengers gathering up and, well, whoever's left. So we see Captain America. We see Black Widow. We see Banner.
The originals.
Yeah, it's the original.
The originals plus War Machine. Rhodey.
Yeah, he's there. But obviously no Tony Stark for the obvious reason.
Right.
So if you saw the last Avengers movie, you knew Nick Fury.
He dissipated.
He dissipated. But before he did, he sent out a page.
He sent out that page. And who could it be?
When you saw Captain Marvel and when they broke out the pager, you already knew what was going to happen with that thing.
Well, and also with that movie, if you did see, we're assuming,
yes.
Because like I said, we got spoilers. But the reason why is because in the first place in the movie, Nick, he actually asked for backup against her because he thought, okay, she's the target. So she said, you know, I can't, give me your pager. I can't trust you.
Yeah.
Because you called on someone on me. Give it to me. So then, and it was until the end that she can trust him and says, okay, I'm going to give this back to you. I rewired it so you can use this pager if you ever need me, only in case of emergency.
And it should reach me in two galaxies.
You can reach me in two galaxies. I'm like, wow. That's
a heck of a pager.
That's a hell of a page.
I mean, they got pagers that you go underground in a building. You can't hear.
It's like, can you hear me now?
Exactly.
Can you page me now? But in any case, you know. So, yeah, we got that page. She finally got page.
Yeah, she got the page. So, obviously, we saw Nick send out the page. He sent out the page. Some of you folks were pumped up because you saw the logo and you knew who it was for, if you knew back then.
Right.
Obviously, it's for Captain Marvel. The scene sets up where the remaining Avengers are looking at the toll of people that are gone.
Oh, yeah, and it's just going up and up in billions.
And, you know, that's pretty devastating. Just
it
looking
is.
At that. And just seeing the numbers, you see the pager though.
Yes,
they found the pager, and they know there's something. Why did Fury? What's so special about this pager? He sent out this page, and they kept paging it. They kept making sure it will keep paging as long as it could, and then.
Yep.
Then we see it stops paging. We're like, ah, man, kind of bummed out a little bit.
And Black Widow, I mean, you know. Natasha, I want to call her Natasha.
Yes.
She said, no, we can't stop. There was a reason why, you know, he pressed that. So, and Banner was able to, like, hook it up to get more battery to use it. But
they
then
tried everything, yeah.
Yeah, but then
sure.
It stopped paging. And they all just stared looking at that pager. Yeah,
they're, like, bummed out. It's like, well, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
What's the point
and
of
then,
this pager?
And then who was it that says, you know, I want to know who's on the other side. Oh, no, it was her. She says, you know what, I want to know. Who's on the other side of this pager? Oh, now that to me was the moment. That was the moment right there where I was like, oh, yeah.
Yep. And lo and behold,
turn around
you
and
see there's who the other person was.
Turn around and there was Captain Marvel with long hair.
Yeah.
And she said, "Where's Fury?"
Oh. Yeah, right there. So you're all set up, folks. You're totally set up.
That was so awesome. I don't know what was it. I think it's because for the fact that we know her potential, we know her power, and we know that, you know, she has an endearment. Her and Fury, you know, like he said, nobody calls me Fury. Everybody calls me Fury.
Yeah.
So she already, and, you know, they have a long-standing relationship that goes way back when. Mm-hmm. So now that, you know, something happened to him, you see her come out like, I'm ready to destroy whoever.
Yeah, what's going
did
on?
This. Oh, yeah.
You know, think
oh,
about
yeah.
that. She leaves in 1995. Okay.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
It's near 25 years. Then that pager goes off.
Right.
It's like, okay, I got to get back. You know,
right.
I got to get back. And after watching Captain Marvel, we know it. She feels it's very serious. Nick would never just hit the pager, which again is going to be an argument we're going to have in a minute.
Right.
Nick wouldn't hit this pager unless it was vitally important. And as we saw at the end of Captain Marvel, how he explains to Coulson that, well, you know, our biggest gun is now gone. I need to now find other people.
More
like her. Thus, you see the Avengers Initiative being written up by Nick
yep.
Fury back in 1995.
Yep.
See, so here we go. We'll dive into this, but again, it was a point I mentioned earlier, and it's a point we're going to discuss right now. So I think I've lightened up on this stance a little bit, because the fact of the matter is, what he said, he goes, you know, we need people as strong as her, okay? But again, I have to pose the question. If you are Nick Fury, and a force from outer space is invading Manhattan Island.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Is it the Chitauri? Isn't that what it was?
The folks that Loki was leading. Basically, Thanos' group, too.
Right.
Thanos gave them these soldiers. If you see that, I just have to ask. I mean, did Nick have so much faith in his team, or was it also Nick probably knew, well, you know, she's probably galaxies away. Why didn't he page her then?
But then we don't know. Maybe he did. And we never knew that. Maybe he did, but we never saw that vantage point.
That's interesting. But just the fact that, again, he talks about his biggest gun.
Right.
And if my world is coming to an end, I need the biggest gun. But, okay, we could scale it back a little bit, because he did mention that, you know, I need people just like her.
Right.
And looking at the team
maybe,
he assembled.
Or here's something. Maybe it was to the point where he was getting ready to use that pager. But then the Avengers, you know, Tony went up there and he came back down and stuff. Maybe he saw, okay, it was already handled. Maybe he was at the point. Maybe he had, we didn't know. Because maybe he had the pager because he carries it all. We see that. And we're wondering, why didn't he just page it? Maybe she was the big guns. Like you said. Maybe he had to see, like, what can
what's
the team do?
On?
And if they can't handle it, then I'm calling her for reinforcement,
and
she's just going to end it.
I think how we saw Nick Fury at the end of Avengers, he saw what was going on. So I think, yeah, that would be like your very last resort. This is it.
Yeah.
Boom, I got to hit it.
And I think that's what
correct
happened.
Me if I'm wrong, and maybe somebody will mention it in the comment section here. When he was talking with Maria Hill in the scene, were they conversing about how, well, half the heroes are gone, or did they mention anything like that?
I don't remember.
Because, I don't know, maybe that could have been the influence to, hey, it's go time now. I need to get her here. That could probably be an influence, too.
That could?
Because with all the heroes that were propping up and everything going on, I'm not sure. I mean, again, maybe somebody could mention it in the
comments.
Maybe
nobody
section.
Even knew about her,
you know,
except for Fury and Coulson. Well, Coulson's not there anymore.
Coulson wasn't there anymore. But just think about this. You know, Nick obviously has this big gun. And
right.
I think, I'm not sure if Maria Hill was in on it.
I don't think she would have known.
The thing about it, though, was, again, somebody out there will probably say that during their conversation, did Maria Hill let it go, like, wow, we lost half our heroes, or heroes are going, or people are disappearing, or something like that. I don't know if that was ever in a conversation when they were in the SUV. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I could be totally wrong. But if that was the case, then I could totally justify seeing Nick hitting that button then and there. Because, look, the heroes are going. So, heck, we need somebody now.
Right.
And so I could totally see that happening, and that could probably justify why he waited 11 years to press the button. Okay.
Well, I think it's because he just knew that, okay, all he had to do was just press it. But then he's like, just, you know, I guess with experience, he's just watching them, like, handle it.
Yeah.
So maybe he felt like, okay, we're handling it. But then
yeah,
probably
I think
when,
you're right. I think maybe
when the point where it's like, oh, okay. Like when he finally did press it, he's like, okay, we're not
he was in mid-disappear mode.
Right.
So, yeah, he hit that button before he was gone. So yeah. I think he knew.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, all right. Well, I'm sure that's the answer then. We'll just go with that
because it kind of makes sense.
That's why he waited.
We never saw it, but that doesn't mean we couldn't see inside. There was no camera in the pocket.
Exactly. For all I know, maybe he was holding it ready to press it, but he goes, oh, you know what? These guys are handling it. Okay. All right. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
We'll totally go with that.
That's it. Okay.
So, that being said, looking forward to the Avengers movie. Now, all we have are references from the trailer. Now, we need to say this, that Marvel purposely throws stuff on the trailer that you never see in the movie.
Oh, yeah. They'll derail you.
Exactly. So they want you thinking one way. It's like the magician. Hey, look at this trick over here when stuff's going on in the other hand. So always know that, okay? So as we review the trailers that we've seen, obviously, we've talked about the surviving members that have survived. And, you know, we've seen in the first release that Hawkeye's around, but he's now Ronin.
Right.
And so we see some of these characters in here. And, you know, let's just play it like we're just watching the movie, like we don't have inside information. We're going to have guesses. We'll do our guesses. But let's just play it like we're just going with the movie. No inside information. So at this point, you know, we saw the Avengers pretty much look defeated. They all look defeated. There seems to be no hope. Now, the interesting thing is, let's all remember the end of the very first trailer, we see Scott Lang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, in the first trailer, you saw images of people that were gone. One of the images was Scott Lang on the monitors. His image was there. That's why probably the reaction of Captain America when he sees Lang there is like, whoa, wait, when is this? And again, when he said the word when, to me, that means obviously the time stone has to be in play with all this going on. Because now let's remember the previous Avengers movie. Doctor Strange himself said, I've seen this scenario played out. You know, he gave
right.
But he goes, there's only one way this works. Maybe we are seeing the one way it works.
I think so. I think, I think it's going to be the one way. I think there had to be a sacrifice in order for, you know, I mean, with all great things, there's always a sacrifice.
Definitely.
In a battle. There's always a sacrifice.
What's funny is that everybody's blaming Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star's like, we almost had the glove off him, but
poor guy.
So, yeah. I mean, I get it. I'd probably go nuts if my wife was, you know.
Right.
Killed. Yeah.
You're like,
I'd probably go nuts.
But also, you know, let's take into account, like, with the trailer, you know, we see, now that Captain Marvel is in, and she's like, where's Fury? We see, you know, in the trailer, we see Natasha Romanoff. She's explaining, you know, what has happened. I think she's explaining it to her.
The cutaway.
Right. I think that they're telling her what has happened, you know, and getting her caught up to speed. That's what I think. And I'm kind of also wondering now, it's like, okay, I'm wondering if they even asked, has anyone heard from Tony? And I'm thinking now that we know that Captain Marvel can go up to space because she's got that helmet, she'd probably just go up and get him.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right.
I mean, there was some thoughts of it being Pepper Potts going up there, but I think it's Captain Marvel.
I think she'll be the key.
Yeah, because
definitely she could grab them and say, hey.
Because nobody, because they're gonna say, has anyone even heard from Tony? Where's Stark? You know,
yeah.
No one. Because they were separated. Everybody was separated. They didn't even know. If we think about it, and I can't even remember if there was any connection between. Oh no, the only connection they would know is like with Hulk, right? With him, right? With Banner,
mm-hmm.
They would know that Banner was with Tony at the time and Doctor mm-hmm. Strange.
Yeah.
So then they know that he went up into that spaceship or whatever, and then now here's Banner. He's going to connect them to, like, you know, last I heard, mm-hmm. or last I saw, we were dealing with it too, and he went up in space. So then what happened to him? So then I think that's where the connection is going to be, and Captain Marvel is going to be like, you know what, I'll go get him.
Yeah, I think that'll be the solution on that one. That'll be, like, pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think that solution gets solved. But what's interesting to note, though, you touched on it.
What?
You touched on it a little bit. Let's all remember... Tony Stark and Steve Rogers weren't exactly best friends.
No, they
during
weren't.
This.
No.
Look, Tony Stark was hesitant to make the call. You know, when.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He was hesitant. The only reason why the call was made was because it was Banner, most likely, who did the call, because he picked up the phone that, hey, there's only one other number here, and it's for Steve Rogers. See? And that's the thing. When he can remember. Banner came back when he was hanging out with Thor, and he was launched here back to Earth.
Yep.
And so he's coming in going, wait, what's going on? Why are you guys not talking? What's up with this? So he's obviously doesn't know the drama between all of them. And he's like, look, we need to get together.
Right.
Let's get this going. So that's you got to remember that point where Stark and Rogers were not buddies at the time.
No, they weren't.
They were totally not buddies. So...
That's why they were separated.
It's going to be interesting that, you know, obviously they have to come back together.
Yep.
And just the sense of how are they going to be with each other? You know, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to... Now, mind you, here we go. We're going to talk about leadership in a second here. You have, you know, Cap was the quote-unquote leader. But then when Cap bailed and went rogue and didn't sign the accords, who took over? Tony.
Yeah.
Tony was the head of the Avengers. Look, he recruited Spider-Man to be part of the Avengers, but Spider-Man turns him down. See, so that's why Tony's the head of the Avengers. So it's going to be kind of interesting when they get back together, like, well, who orders are we going to take
well,
them?
Well, I think and now it's going to be Captain Marvel is going to be the leader.
Exactly.
And that's what I had a problem with, you know, initially, because I didn't see her as a leader because you know, she's holding back. But now when I see her coming back in the end cut, you know, she looked like she's been through a lot of battles already in, like, different galaxies. And she looks like she's got much more experience.
Oh, yeah, experience.
Understanding,
with
you know, with the powers and also with other beings because they're human.
Exactly.
Right? She's half, in a sense.
Yeah, she's
sort of.
Kind of, well, has the Kree blood. But...
She has Kree blood or something like that. That's right. That's Young Rogue's blood running through her. I remember. But I could see her just saying, okay, you know what? This is what's going to happen now.
Yeah, exactly.
Move over, fellas.
Yeah,
move over.
Exactly. I could kind of see that.
And I can't wait to see them geek out over her.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Well, I think more. Well, you know, again, Tony's supposed to be with Pepper and all that stuff. But it'd be interesting. Yeah. Seeing some of the other guys like.
You know, or even like just to see her powers, like what she can do.
Exactly.
It'll be like. So.
I know, they'd be amazed. They'd be like, whoa, who is this?
It's like,
you know?
And then
she's
they say, where
on our
has
side?
She been the
yeah,
whole
she's
time?
On our side. And
Fury, and I can see the Fury knew about
exactly.
her.
I can see guys getting mad, like, why didn't you bring her before? You know, what are you waiting on? You
it's like, where has she been? Why didn't Fury knew about her?
What, is he testing us? Are we trying out for the team? What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I can see that happening.
You know, it's going to be, again, going into, you know, what we've seen so far. I mean, just the little tidbits, and like Joss and I have talked about, and I've said this, it seems like any Marvel movie I've seen that, you know, I get hyped up and stuff, but, you know, isn't the A movie, you know, isn't like, I consider like the A movie, the oh my God, from beginning to end, like when I first saw Black Panther, when I saw the first Avengers movie, for the very first time, I was stoked, you know, from beginning to end, the whole deal. But I'm starting to notice now when it comes to the mid-credit scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of, it's like, okay, I'll go through this movie to get to that scene. That, I'll be honest with you. I kind of felt that way with Ant-Man and the Wasp. As cute as the movie was, it was a decent movie.
It was a fun movie.
It was a fun movie. But when that mid-credits scene came up, you're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. When those folks, they dissolved and dissipated, and he was left in the quantum.
Exactly. Oh. So it's like, and you all knew why. That's the great thing about
it.
Right. Like, nothing was said.
Yeah.
Nothing was said. All of a sudden, all you see is just ash.
Yeah.
And you just go, whoa, you're, because then, think about it. We talked about this on our podcast, previous podcast, how Ant-Man and the Wasp was a happy movie.
Yeah.
Kind of, hey, lighthearted, because you just finished getting your gut punched watching Avengers.
Oh,
here's
something. I remember we said it cleansed your palate.
Exactly. So here's something to, hey, bring up your spirits. We're back
in
there. Hey,
it's it's the preview show. It's the opening act.
Exactly. So you're like, yeah. Then all of a sudden that mid-credits scene, you're like, oh. Yeah, that's right.
Whoa. Let's just go now to the straight movie. I mean, this can be a 3-hour movie.
Interesting. I mean, back in the old days, I don't know if folks even remember. I don't think
Gone with the Wind had the intermission.
Yeah, see, Godfather had the intermission. Godfather 2 had the intermissions. I'm sure Ben-Hur, Ten Commandments. We're talking old school movies.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'd be interesting if they do the intermission, then they may have to. With all this material that they plan on showing,
it's gonna be like you're just gonna be dripping with like.
See, and that's where
so awesome.
Exactly, just more. We want more, you know.
Oh, I know.
It can't stop here, you know. So, it's gonna be interesting how this movie is already projected to be 3 hours, 3+.
Woo!
Even.
You know what? I have to admit, when I watch Captain Marvel and I'm in my reclining lounge chair, I took off my Uggs. And I was just comfy. And
yeah,
so I probably would bring a pillow.
Just relax.
I'm not drinking nothing. I'm not missing anything.
This is going to be interesting. All jokes aside, for the theaters, the sodas will not probably get sold. No, the drinks because it's like.
Nobody wants to leave.
And that's
the
thing.
Scene.
Nobody's going to leave. If you drink, you're going to leave.
Yeah. I'm not drinking nothing. I'll take an ice cube.
Exactly. And
I think I'd probably just take some ice cubes. I would just be like.
Exactly. Not to be TMI, but I do a thing before whatever you need to do. Here, I'll just put it like that. You do it beforehand.
Heck,
for Captain Marvel, I did it during the previews. I said, you know what? These previews are going to be a while. Let's just make sure. You know, and then so
make
take
sure.
Care of it.
Empty,
come back.
Empty your bladder.
Good. Exactly. Left, came back, we're good.
I was not going to be pulled
movie.
Away from
exactly.
It.
Nope. You don't want to be pulled. And especially this movie. Again, we talk about all the other movies and how we're like, okay, we're looking forward to it. When it came to last year, the Avengers movie, how stoked were we?
Oh, we were. And then when we left it, we're like, oh.
So this year, how stoked are we?
Oh, yeah, because we want an ending. We want to see.
Exactly.
We want to see
what happens. How's everybody come back? And so here's an interesting one, too. So if you've been watching, you're watching TV, you're watching trailers, all of a sudden you see a trailer for Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, he made it.
And you see a trailer with Nick Fury in it. You're like, wait a minute. Now, here's the interesting thing. Done a little research, and rumor has it, I'm doing the air quotes, rumor has it that what we are seeing is actually before we see Peter Parker get off the school bus to go to the spaceship. The school bus, they are returning from their trip.
Huh.
Okay, now that is something that's been thrown out there because I immediately went, well, I guess we know who survived.
Well, that's
so
interesting.
But
then here's the thing.
It's
like, well, you know, if that's the case, then why show it after Avengers?
See, that's the thing. I mean, why are they going to do that? So I'm with you on that. See, so if it was supposed to be a prequel to what we see in Infinity War, well, okay. But you pose an excellent question. If this was supposed to be a prequel...
Mm-hmm.
You know, to what we see, it's one of those things.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting because, now, again, obviously the Spider-Man movie will be the third movie for the MCU for the year.
Oh,
so
yes.
Maybe that, and let's say it is a prequel movie, okay? maybe the, again, we're going to credit the mid-credit scene. The mid-credit scene is going to lead into what's going to happen next.
You mean after Avengers?
Yes, after Avengers.
Oh, yeah, where's it going to go next?
Like, because the storyline.
Yeah, like even for the next 10 years of MCU, what's going to then be the focus next?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's interesting that we're talking about this. I mean,
I know.
We're going to see more now here, folks, just remember, if you see more trailers, don't buy into it. Don't necessarily buy in that, that's going to happen. Because, hey, just a quick example, watching the trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming, where was that scene when Spider-Man and Iron Man were flying around in the Queens? That never happened. You saw it at the end of the trailer, that the both one was swinging and Iron Man was flying with him. I never saw that in a movie. See, so that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of throwaway footage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of throwaway where they're trying to mislead you.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's going to happen.
So stay focused. Or even just be patient.
Exactly.
Sometimes I don't even pay attention to the articles, you know, because people write all these speculations. I don't even read it.
Exactly.
Because I just want to go into it, you know, surprised. I have no expectations. And it's like, I'm already excited. I don't want anyone to ruin it for me. So it's like, just going to watch it.
You, Gio, and myself, we speculate. We do our thing. And that's what we're talking today, you know, about what we're possibly going to see, what we're looking forward to. You know, it's interesting. I saw a meme, which is pretty funny.
What was it?
It's a meme. It's a Game of Thrones meme. And it says, which Stark survives the month of April?
Course, I gotta find that. So I can put on
Sansa,
this thing. I gotta find that so I can put on here.
And the fourth one is Tony.
I gotta find it.
Which Stark survives the month of April? That is so interesting. That was so good. So
I'm gonna look for it.
It's gonna be good. You know, that's why. I mean, just so much going on. And we, you know, that's the thing. Joss and I and Gio, we're all looking forward. And I know all of you out there are looking forward to what exactly we're going to see at the end of April.
I mean, I think it's going to be an ultimate battle. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I kind of wonder, like, what's Captain Marvel, I mean, with her cosmic powers? I mean, she's probably going to have to deal with Thanos. Like, and for the fact that, you know, how does she go up against him with, you know, with the, I was going to say the glove.
The gauntlet.
The gauntlet. I was going to say, what, you know, because she's only one of the stone.
Mm-hmm.
So what other powers, you know, maybe I'm wondering, I was thinking about what if, you know, like, if each person or somehow they were able to collect the being of the stone and bring them all together, that would have been cool. I don't know. I'm just kind of imagining because, mm-hmm. I mean, we had Vision, but then he died. Right, but then it's like he had, but then in Shuri, she was working on that, so maybe she still had some pieces or traces.
I think there's something there.
Of that stone.
There's something
right?
there,
and then you have she is, and then I don't know who can have a piece of the Soul Stone, but it'd be interesting because she represents the Tesseract, and then you know who else would represent like other pieces of the stones? What if they come together? I don't know now. What if they somehow come together because they have traces and then
they all have pieces of the stone
or something
associated with the stone
that they all come together and they're fused. It's almost like a Voltron.
I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
But do you know what I mean? Because you have to either you take the gauntlet off him or you gotta use the same power against the same power.
Now, I think you're onto something there with the Tesseract, the Soul Stone. I will put...
The Mind Stone?
I'm going to put Gamora on that one.
Oh, okay.
So, I'll pick Gamora to be involved with that one.
I mean, let's think about... I mean, okay, now, maybe this is a genius thought. I don't know. But, I mean, if you think about it, you know, the only way to really defeat Thanos is you either take...
Remove the stones or the gauntlet off...
Mm-hmm. Or you know, it's like the same power has to defeat the same power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine. You got, what do we got here? We got space. We got time. We've got soul. We've got mind. We've got, what the hell else we got here? You know what I mean? But I wonder what the viewers, you all think about that.
Be interesting. I mean, probably that's the route they're going to go for this.
I don't know. What do you think?
I kind of like where you're going with this.
I mean...
But you know what's interesting? I would, just to think of a team up with Captain Marvel and Thor, all that power right
there. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's just two off the top of my head, I'm thinking. And then if you get Doctor Strange in there, you know, the
collective power.
You could get a lot of things going on.
Maybe get creative with collective power.
Now, what would be interesting would be this, if somebody else puts the gauntlet on. If they want some Thanos, but let's say Captain Marvel puts the gauntlet on, or Thor, or Tony Stark, or I'm just throwing out a bunch.
Right.
If you put that gauntlet on, you know how much power you have?
I know.
So that could be another one.
So then is the process then they destroy the gauntlet, or do they separate the stone again? I don't know if the stones can even be damaged.
See, I think at the end of the day, you have to separate the stones.
Okay.
Or either you separate the stones, or you have faith that whoever you give this gauntlet to will use it correctly. That's a tough deal.
Yeah.
So would it be Captain Marvel that could use it correctly? Would it, you know, could it be Thor? Could it be, you know, Tony Stark? Could it be Captain America? Yeah, I'm just throwing out a bunch of names out there. So who knows?
Who knows? But it's interesting.
But I think either one person has to hold it, and I think after what we saw, maybe Captain Marvel's capable of holding that gauntlet. Maybe. Could be. Maybe we're off base. Maybe we're just throwing stuff on the wall. Now, mind you, again, a lot of you folks are yelling at us right now. But, hey, again, we have to, I know what y'all are saying. We have to go on what the MCU is doing. We're not doing comics. Because I know all of you are saying, no, this is what's going to happen, and this who hasn't. I know that. We all get that.
Well, I'm just trying to think of what makes
sense. I'm thinking it's either, now the only person I could think of off the top of my head that they've shown us that could wear the gauntlet would be Captain Marvel. Now, your idea of spreading the stones out, I think that's what's going to most likely happen. You know, because like you said, Captain Marvel herself was integrated with that Tesseract from what we saw.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, maybe each, you know, they give a and again, who was holding the Time Stone?
Doctor Strange.
See? The Soul Stone. You know, that's associated, it was...
So can Vision come back if they get the Mind Stone back? Because he's AI.
You mentioned
he's AI.
That maybe some of his essence was still left in, you know...
In that lab. In Wakanda.
So he has a body.
He just needed that Mind Stone.
You're an android. They could create a new body for him.
Yeah.
And if his essence is in that Mind Stone and there's still a piece of it
Right. I don't know.
I think we're maybe we're onto something. Maybe we're revealing something and you folks are like, dang it. Don't tell me.
Or maybe other people can remember. I just got to remember.
I'm thinking each stone is associated with somebody, and I know you're all saying, well, the Soul Stone, and I'm going to go with Gamora on the
Gamora.
Soul Stone.
Yeah.
See?
I'm just trying to think of, like, who was else with the
Now,
Gio
has also mentioned Gamora for the Soul Stone. I can't take full credit of that one, so I have to say that one.
I'm just thinking of who else, what was in the orb?
You know, so just
all... Interesting. Okay, so
Everybody chime in with your thoughts.
Because essentially, we got to think about how can Thanos be defeated is what I really want to think about.
Exactly, so...
Okay.
With that being said, you've been enjoying the Everyday Nerd Podcast, us expounding on what we think may happen with the Avengers Endgame and what we saw at the mid-credits scene with Captain Marvel.
Wait, what did it say? Why did it stop? Okay, go.
Okay. So we just finished talking about Avengers Endgame a little more. We got a little more detailed with it from what we saw. Obviously, with the Captain Marvel mid-credit scene, we were able to add on more pieces to our theories. So let's finish this off, Joss, we are totally looking forward to
what we're going to see
at the end of April. I know all of you are. Heck, I know I am.
You know what? Everyone get ready. Bring your pillows. Bring that thing that goes around your neck, your neck pillows.
Exactly. Now, if you folks are going to order a big tub of soda, empty it out. You may know why.
or just suck on ice cubes.
We have suggestions. If they're not going to do a intermission, come on, you can't miss any of it. So.
Oh, I know. But it's going to be just so awesome. But yes, Okay, so I'm going to just let everyone know where you can find us. Hey, you know what? We got our new webpage. Thanks to Jesse. It's called everydaynerdpodcast.com. So please come check out our webpage. I mean, this is pretty much going to be a platform where we want to share, you know, what other nerds have out there. Because, you know, we all can, like, share and spotlight each other. It's a great platform, and that's what we want to do. Give you something excited to read, watch, and look at. So please, come visit our website. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, everydaynerdpodcast.com. And if you want to follow me, I'm on YouTube, Jocelyn RP. That's where you can find this video. So I think with Gio, we're going to be excited to have him back.
Yes.
And he's got a lot of interesting topics he wants to talk about. But for the meantime, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Lou P.
See you later. Okay. So I think this is...